I'm Alex Keefe with VPR News. Here in Vermont, cars are the biggest contributors to the state's carbon footprint. One topic addressed at yesterday's Vermont Climate Economy Summit was how to reduce the state's reliance on fossil fuel transportation. VPR's Steve Zind has more.
Much of the Randolph Center Summit was dedicated to how to continue to move toward more energy efficiency and renewable power. But transportation accounts for about 46% of greenhouse gas emissions produced in Vermont, and we haven't moved the needle to reduce that. Karen Glidman of Vermont Energy Investment Corporation says to make progress, we should look at how the health effects of tobacco were monetized through a cigarette tax. In the same way, we should calculate the health and environmental costs of transportation.
I mean, we're already paying for it, so it's a matter of putting it in one bucket and saying, here's the actual price, and here's a way to recoup, in some ways, that burden from those that are polluting and put it back into transforming our economy to a post-carbon economy.
But monetizing the impact of fossil fuels and making transportation affordable at the same time is a challenge that will require many solutions, including more and cleaner public transportation, increased availability of electric vehicles, and improved infrastructure for biking. For VPR News, I'm Steve Zind.